Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to take it back to last Friday. And if you missed it, we ended up chatting with a listener named Brittany about how she was going to be breaking some pretty serious news to her sister that about 10 years ago, she hooked up with her sister's then boyfriend at a Friendsgiving. And Brittany said that she would come back on with us this morning and give us an update because her sister was going to be in town for the weekend.
I'm so excited.
Brittany, good morning. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And I have my younger sister with me.
Let's go! That means things went okay.
Good morning.
You guys are still friends. You're still family.
Yeah, it went way better than I thought it was going to go, to be honest.
Okay, wait. So your sister's name is Nicole?
Nicole, yeah, she's here.
Okay, Nicole, I proposed to Brittany last week when we talked to her that we should break the news to you on the radio. And she said no, which I think was very unreasonable. If we did that, how would you have responded? Would you have been okay with having that information given to you on the radio, or was it better that you waited till the weekend?
I would have been so shocked. I think it was better that I found out this weekend with her instead of on the radio, because I don't think I would have been able to process it the same way, because that was just crazy to hear.
Well, that was the hope, yeah.
Just tell it to a bunch of strangers what happened. Yeah, of course.
And like seven people who listen. It'll be great.
So, okay, Nicole, when Brittany gave you the news, what was your initial thought? Like, you know, walking back 10 years in your brain, was it pretty insane to hear this story?
Not really, because I got with this guy. I mean, honestly, after most of our friends already hooked up with him, and it was kind of like the it's my turn type situation. This isn't the type of guy you're dating for a long time. You're just making the rounds, and you know our stars aligned for a couple weeks.
Interesting.
All right, so we're.
See, that doesn't. I don't know, Danny. If we were in college together, I wouldn't be like, "Hey, my time with Sally's over. If you feel free, it's your turn now."
Steve, we went to the wrong college.
We clearly should have went to WSU.
Go
yes, apparently it's a whole different vibe over there. Okay, I got to ask then. This weekend, either Brittany or Nicole, whoever wants to tell it, like, how did it even get brought up? Like, did you, like, have dinner?
I was so nervous. I was shaking. Like, I was convinced that they were so serious, and I was the reason their relationship ended. So, I went into it really, really scared. And I don't know. I feel like you thought it was funny. And I was, like, shocked that you thought it was funny.
I did, because that guy was such a dork. Like, he was a fun hookup, but no more than that. I ended the relationship because he was a loser. I mean, I thought you knew that. We went on several dates where he'd pretend he forgot his wallet and stuff. Do you not remember me complaining about this guy and being like, sure, he's okay in bed, but it doesn't make up for the fact that we've gone on four dates and I've had to pay for it three times because he just forgets his wallet every time? I don't know what's happening.
So he doesn't have a big wallet.
That. I just know the bar is really low.
That's fair. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Nicole, follow-up question. How do you feel about the fact that your sister was carrying this around with her for 10 years?
I feel so bad because she could have told me, I think while we were still together, and I wouldn't have probably been mad at her. And if I wasn't, would have been less mad at her than I've been over her eating my food or something. Like, I literally would have just been like, okay, joke's on you, girl. You just took out my trash.
Do you
know he was trash?
Out of curiosity, did either of you know what the trash is up to these days? Like, did he find love?
Oh, he's a CEO of a major company, I bet.
Well, I found him on. I found him on Instagram, and we're not missing out.
Damn. And surprise, we have Kyle on with us now.
No? Yes. Hey, guys. I can't believe you called me trash.
Wow, ladies, this was, I'm so happy that this ended the way that it ended.
Did you break the news to Nicole in a public setting, or did you do it like at your place?
No, I did it. No, we were just in the car. We were running some errands for my mom, and I just thought it was a good time to do it. Also, I was driving, and so I didn't have time to like get up too upset. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to. I was just trying to focus on the road and get us to places, and I just didn't want to. I don't know. It just seemed like a better idea. It seemed like a more chill environment.
I mean, I guess neither of you can like leave that situation. You know, you're kind of stuck there. You got to, you know, you got to talk it out.
Yeah, if it doesn't go well, slam into the car in front of you and just, you know, huh?
Yeah. Well, that didn't happen.
No, I know that. Yes. See.
Well, ladies, I am just very glad to hear that you're going to have a normal Thanksgiving this week, because things could have gone, you know, the total other direction if this did not land well for Nicole. So I'm glad we're all cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you guys have a great Thanksgiving. And, oh, real quick, I have to ask you guys, since we have you on, what is each of you, what is your take on candied yams?
Okay.
They better be at Thanksgiving this year.
No.
Was that
Nicole?
I think they're fine.
That was Nicole.
I don't know, like, people have strong opinions, but I like the marshmallow part.
Oh, thank you.
See, what's wrong with everyone?
Washington State University definitely educated you guys properly.
Oh, wow.
I did not do that for Taryn, because she seems to be the candied yams hater here. Awesome, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.